In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
A questioner asked you about the punishment which is bound to happen. It is for the disbelievers, and there is none to avert it. It will come from Allah, the owner of the ways of ascent. The angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day, the measure of which is 50,000 years. Therefore, endure with graceful patience. They see it, the day of judgment, to be far off, but we see it quite near. On that day, the sky shall become like molten brass, and the mountains like tufts of wool. Even a close friend will not ask of his friend, though they will see each other. To save himself from the punishment of that day, the culprit, the disbeliever, will wish to give his children, his wife, his brother, his relatives, who gave him shelter, and all that is in the earth, in ransom to save himself. By no means. It will be the fire of hell eager to pluck out his skull. It will be calling all those who tried to escape and turned their back, who collected wealth and withheld it. Indeed, man has been created impatient. When evil befalls him, he becomes despondent. But when blessed with good fortune, he becomes stingy. With the exception of those who offer the salat, remain steadfast in their salat, set aside a known right in their wealth for the beggars and the deprived, accept the truth of the day of judgment, dread the punishment of their Rabb, for none is secure from the punishment of their Rabb, and guard their private parts, except from their wives and those whom their right hand possesses, for in their case they are not blameworthy. As for those who seek to go beyond this, they are transgressors. Those who keep their trust and honor their promises, who stand firm in their testimonies and strictly guard their salat, it is they who shall live with honor in paradise.